This is November 8th, isn't it? Yes, November 8th, 1966, and this is Chuck Mackinson, Larry Moyers, and Mark Condusa from the Flying Saucer Investigating Committee interviewing a person about something that happened just the other night. What is your full name, please?
John Vickett.
John Vickett. Your age?
36.
And where do you work?
Akron Police Department.
What's your occupation?
Police Department.
Mm-hmm. Any special training in the Army? Did you serve in the services?
Yes.
What service was it?
I was in the Army and Marine Corps.
Uh-huh. And did you fly?
I had done some flying, yes, in Marine Corps.
You did?
Yeah.
You consider yourself having a pretty good set of eyes even today?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What was the date of observation?
I believe it was the 7th, wasn't it?
6th.
6th, was it?
Mm-hmm. What time was it, the approximate time?
Approximately 1:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. That's Eastern Standard Time now.
Yes.
And the place where you saw the object?
Was at Triplett Boulevard and Quail.
In Quail, were you traveling in what direction?
I was traveling east.
Uh-huh. How long did you view the object? You know, minutes, seconds?
Well, actually, it's kind of hard to tell. It wasn't very long. I'd say maybe 2 minutes, something like that.
Did you have good, what kind of a sky did you have, and what kind of visibility?
It was clear. We could see it good.
Was there clouds in the sky?
Well, there may have been. I don't know. I didn't notice, actually. But it looked clear.
It didn't rain? It wasn't raining?
No, it wasn't raining.
Were the stars? Was there a moon out?
Yes, there was a moon out. Yes.
Which way was it from you?
Well, from us, it would have been, it was behind our cruiser, and we was heading east, so from us, it would have been, west.
Sort of west.
Straight up, just mm-hmm. from us, yeah.
All right. In what direction did you see the object itself?
East.
Mm-hmm. Did you see more than one object?
No, just one.
All right. Now, what color was it?
Well, when we first seen it, it was a yellowish gold or orangish gold color.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see it behind trees, or did it pass in front of trees?
Yes. When we first seen it, you could see it through the trees. The bottom portion of it, you could see through the trees.
I'll give you a chance to tell the whole story, you know, all in one big swing in a minute here. Did you observe it through the windshield, or did you get out of the car to see?
Through the windshield.
You didn't get out to look at all?
We got out of the car, but it was after we had lost it the first time there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. You hear any sound at all?
No sound.
Was it a clearly outlined object, or was it blurred or fuzzy?
No, it was clear. You could see it.
Do you think the light was coming from the object itself, or was it reflecting lights from the city?
No, it was coming from this object.
Mm-hmm. All right. And we'll ask you about, what about size? What did it compare, how did it compare with the moon? Did you try to compare the two?
Well, compared to the moon was small compared to this object you've seen.
Well, could you give me a proportion, 2-3 times, or what?
Well...
1.5?
No, it was, I'd say twice as big as the part of the moon we could see.
The diameter?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I would say, from what we could tell, approximately 70 feet long from where we was at, it looked.
Why did you come to this estimate? How far away were you?
Well, maybe 100 yards, 150 yards, something like that.
Mm-hmm. And how did the object disappear from view?
Well, it was sitting still when we first seen it. And then when we stopped the cruiser, and then we started to go towards...
You go ahead and tell your whole story from now on, right from the very beginning.
We were going east on Triplett Boulevard, and we were at Woodstock and Triplett when we spotted this object at Quail and Triplett, which is about... maybe 100 yards away, 150 yards away. This object was sitting right behind the church there at Quail and Triplett. And we stopped the cruiser, because when I come up over there, you know, it kind of shakes you when you see something. You've never seen it before. And my buddy told me, well, let's go see what it is. So when we got in the cruiser and started toward this object, it started to leave, traveling east.
Straight away?
Yes. It didn't rise. But it started to go away from us, mm-hmm. headed east. It went in that direction, I couldn't tell you how many feet or how many miles, for a ways, and then it kind of veered to the left. Now, it didn't make a sharp left, but it kind of banked, like you would see an airplane bank off to the left. And it went in this direction until we got to about...
A curved path, you mean?
Yes, in a curved path.
Did the object change shape as it curved like that?
I don't know, it seemed to kind of flatten out a little as it was mm-hmm. going away from, I don't know, I'd say accelerating. It kind of flattened out. Now, it stayed on this bank until we got to approximately Canton Road. Then it seemed to go back in an easterly direction. Now stayed in this direction until we got almost to Mogador on Albrecht Avenue, and it went out of sight.
How?
Well, it just kept getting smaller and smaller and smaller until it got out of sight.
Just in distance?
Right.
It didn't get lost in any clouds or anything like that?
No, we could see it until it went out of sight. Then, a few seconds later, it came back into sight, and I told my buddy, I said, it's coming back down.
Did it get larger?
Yes, it come toward, yeah, it got larger, but it didn't come down, you know, as far as it was at first. You know, it just came down for maybe like 3 seconds that we could see it at this time. It
seemed to be returning towards you.
Yes, and then it took off again and disappeared, you know, kept getting smaller and smaller, and it took off again, and then we didn't see it anymore.
Did it appear to you that it was disappearing just like any other object, like an airplane or something like
just
that in
like
the distance?
You, say you was watching an airplane go away from you. Kept
with a light in the back or something like
right.
that.
And at this time, the color of it was, it wasn't the same color as we seen it at first.
What was the color at first?
Well, I don't know, kind of a silver-gray, maybe. Oh, at first?
Mm-hmm.
No, it was a yellowish-orange color. But then as it kept getting, you know, going faster, it seemed like, it changed its color to all kind of a whitish color, silver-gray, maybe.
What about when it went into this curving turn?
Yeah, that's when it started changing color and shape, like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It kind of flattened up.
Well, maybe it's much like if you look at a quarter head-on, and then you make the quarter flatten out a bit. Now, if you took that quarter head-on like that, and then immediately you sort of flipped it like that, you couldn't see the whole thing. Now you
right.
see it as an oval shape.
Right.
Something of that nature.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. You didn't hear a sound at all. Did you see any sparks or any smoke or anything like that coming from it?
No sound, didn't see no lights or no body or anything.
It was standing still at one time,
when
though.
When we first seen it, yes.
Yes, and what kind of speed was it making when it was moving away? What do you think? Just compare it to an airplane. That's the only thing you can compare it with.
Well, when it was going away from us, it was going a lot faster than I believe any airplane could go.
I think it was.
I believe, because considering the length of time that we've seen it, for this object to disappear from the size it was when we first seen it, for it to go clear out of sight and us to be able to watch it go out of sight.
How long did you think it took to go out of sight? Could you just estimate that time?
Maybe a minute and a half. A minute
mm-hmm.
and a half. Something.
What was your altitude estimate?
When we first seen it?
When you first seen it, and then when it went out of sight, yes.
Well, when we first seen it, it was awful low. I would say maybe 100, 200 feet off the ground. It looked like, when we first seen it, you know, it's hard
yes.
to tell. And the altitude when we lost it, I have no idea what it was, because it just kept going up and going farther and farther away. Now, what
mm-hmm.
the altitude?
It actually raised in its elevation as it went away.
As it's going away, yes, it was going away.
Usually,
yes.
if it's flying a level course, it would drop a little bit of the time as it went toward the horizon, but in this case, you say it was just rising.
It was rising, yes.
So then it was actually on the rise as it went out.
Yes.
When you first saw this, were there any landmarks or objects to kind of give you a height comparison?
Well, yes, the church there. Now, we could see this object above the church. See, and there's trees there, and you could see it through the trees on mm-hmm. the sides of the church. Now, whether it was on the ground or off the ground, we don't know. You know, I couldn't tell.
On the ground, off the ground.
Well, whether it had landed or I don't know, see what I'm talking about. But how close it was down, actually, I don't know,
mm-hmm.
to the ground.
How did it compare in size when you look at the church and it?
Well, it was as big as the church, or bigger.
And that's quite a harvest moon.
No, this wasn't no moon, because we seen the moon up there. I pointed to the moon.
Was there anything at all that you could see? I mean, was there any detail at all outside of a... what was the shape of the object? I mean, not the... the general shape was round, you say?
The bottom of it was round, and it was... flat on the top, you know.
Is that right?
And
there was nothing to cut it off. No cloud to cut it off like that.
No, there was nothing to cut it off like that. No, it had a form to it. This had a form.
Did it have anything sticking out like antennas?
I didn't see any. No.
What about the surface of this object? Did it have anything that met your eye that was strange?
Well, other than being a strange object, to me, it wasn't a real smooth surface. You know what I mean? It had, I don't know if you'd call it waves or what you would call it, but it wasn't a...
Were they geometrically placed, though, the waves?
Yes, it looked, you know, like, well, they weren't actually, but I don't know if you'd call them squares or not. It's kind of hard to describe it. But it wasn't a smooth surface.
You know what, when you get some time, sit down with a piece of paper and do the best you can, and you keep drawing until you get what you think is right. We'd like to see what you come up
all
with.
All right, all right.
I don't know whether we should show him what we have or not until we get we get his drawing.
Yeah.
But we do have something here that might compare with what you saw.
But it wasn't a smooth surface. There was I don't know if it was a design on this thing or what it was, but it wasn't a smooth surface.
You saw no other lights with it? You know, other lights which are of a different color or even with more brilliance?
No.
Nothing rotating? It didn't seem to be rotating at all?
No.
All right. Now, was it banking this way? Now, let's say, for instance, you got the flat top and then you got the rounded bottom. Was it yawing back and forth?
No, not that I could tell.
It was completely level, even in all flight.
Yes, and well, until it started banking off like this here.
Yeah, but it wasn't moving this way.
No, not that we could tell. No.
This is what I call a wobble, you know.
Yeah, no.
Did you see any kind of smoke or any kind of an aura or corona or effect around it? Did
no,
you see?
I didn't. No, I didn't.
The atmosphere around it was just clear cut in the atmosphere.
I mean, it wasn't faded out. You know what I mean? Like, say you would see smoke in the sky at night, how to kind of fade out.
Mm-hmm.
This was not like this.
It didn't give off any other light, though. Or, let's say, for instance, you see the clear-cut area. Did it give off any light? Let's say sometimes it gives off a certain amount of light all the way around perfectly.
I know what you mean, like you see around the moon. Like
yeah, sometimes, yes. No change of brightness? Except when it changed, when it started to move.
That's the only time. When we seen it, when it first started to go away from us, it was the same color, you know.
And it did change shape only because you thought there was a possibility that it was changing its position.
Well,
you don't know for sure.
I don't know why it changed its shape, but it looked like it did as it was leaving.
All right. Now let's see. When you looked through the windshield, what part of the windshield did you look through? I mean, was it at the middle of the windshield, the upper part of the windshield?
Yeah, it was through the middle of the windshield. We didn't have to look up.
You didn't?
No, it was right through the middle of the windshield.
Pretty much the middle.
When I first seen it.
That seems to be a pretty low angle.
Right.
Okay, and your comparison, of course, you gave it at about as big as a church, if not larger, that was right next to.
Right.
Well, it's pretty hard to tell unless we know exactly how far away it was. Somebody on that side should have seen it. That's what we need. Okay. Somebody east of you and beyond it should have seen it. And then we could get a pretty good idea, you know, where just exactly where it was as far as distance is concerned.
Well, I understand this, but Tolman did see it. He was on east of us when he seen it.
He was.
He was a little more south of you, wasn't he, on the Sawyerwood?
Well, he was in Sawyerwood.
Yeah.
That still would give us an idea, you see, because we could cross those two lines.
Yeah. He was on Route 224 and we were on Triple Boulevard and they run parallel. Approximately a mile apart, yes.
Let me ask another question here. What about the... it just happened to be there. You just looked and there was as you were driving down the road.
Yeah. We didn't see it come down or anything. We didn't see nothing until we...
Is there a riser or something? Is there a little bit of a rise where you come up over and level off? Is
yes,
that how you saw it?
The boulevard kind of goes up a hill there.
Yeah.
Not a big hill, but it goes up a hill. And it makes a curve and then starts down a hill. When we get on top at the curve there is where we see it.
Right. Okay. Did you see any airplanes around during the time that you were watching this thing, or just before, or just after?
No, I didn't.
Hmm. And what other person was with you?
My partner, Gary Yost.
Uh-huh. And do you know the name of the patrolman?
No, I don't. I couldn't tell you that. I don't know.
Did we find out, Chuck?
I'm working on that.
Okay.
Oh, look, I didn't... I don't know his name.
No. Uh-huh. Let's see now. Did anybody else talk to you, let's say, for instance, of an official nature, like the military, like the Air Force, like the sheriffs?
No, nobody's talked to me, but...
Just us. That's all. Nobody else, but somebody else has talked to you on the phone.
Oh, yeah. Just about 20 minutes ago.
Mr. Popovich.
Yes.
George Popovich. Okay. The UFORC. And you didn't have a camera with you?
No, we didn't. I wish we would.
Oh, boy. You know, it's amazing to me because almost all police cars... are lacking a camera. I think that there should be some kind of a Polaroid or something in there that you guys could take a picture of.
Well, our traffic cars carry our cameras, our cruisers.
Yeah, well, they all should have one. Do you people have a log down at the down at your police station on UFOs that come in? Do they put them on the log? We were told they don't.
Whether they do or not, I don't know. Now, we radioed in that we spotted
it. It seems kind of funny to me that they wouldn't put it on the record.
Now, whether they do or not, I couldn't tell you.
Mm-hmm. Is there any possibility that you have anything against the use of your name for particular purpose, like mentioning on a radio or in a newspaper or something? I mean, on our little pamphlet that
no,
we sent out?
No.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Well, we thank you for that. Now, is there any other question, Larry?
And Chuck? Have you seen other objects of unidentified nature
before?
Yes.
Have you ever seen something like this before?
Well, I don't know if Officer Yost told you or not, but we seen it going across the sky one night. But what it was, I don't know. It was too far away. We couldn't tell what it was. But we watched it. But it was nothing like this here. This is.
It wasn't April 17th in the morning, was it? When was it?
It was. Geez, I don't know when it was.
You don't?
I couldn't tell you.
I
know it was in the summertime. Did he tell you about it?
No, he didn't.
Let's see. Well, but it was so far away, but we couldn't tell what it was. But it was nothing like this here. It was just a white going across.
Could have been a satellite, too.
Could have been, yeah.
Now, let me ask you a question about this surface, because this is important to us. Was there a scintillation? You know what a scintillation is? You know, you take, for instance, if you look at a diamond or something with many little particles of very shiny material that continually give off little bits of light all the time. Did it look like that at all?
No. It looked more like a, well, I don't know, what you described as a waffle finish on it. You know what I mean?
A waffle finish.
Right. You know how a waffle has little checks.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's what it looked like. It wasn't smooth.
Mm-hmm. But it didn't give off this business like different surfaces of light.
No.
Giving off color so that maybe the color at one moment was, let's say, a tiny bit of green, a tiny bit of red, a tiny bit of white, a tiny bit of nothing like that.
No.
And there was not one time that you saw any light go away from the object into the atmosphere around it, you know?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
What was the brilliance? What would you compare the brilliance to? I mean, how brilliant was it compared to the moon, let's say?
Well, it was brighter than the moon.
About an oncoming auto headlight.
Well, other than being a different color, it was bright.
Bright.
I mean, it was a different color than the auto headlights, you know what I mean? But it was bright. I mean,
have you seen, let's say, for instance, a landing light in an airplane coming towards you?
Oh, I've seen that, yeah. We see that out there.
Could you look directly at it?
Oh, yes, you could look at it.
In other words, it wasn't as bright as the sun would be.
We looked at it. We never took our eyes off of it.
Mm-hmm. It didn't hurt your eyes in any way?
No. Uh-huh.
It didn't have any, no watering of the eyes at the moment from strain?
No.
Well, I don't know what else we can ask.
You notice any wind?
Was there any wind that night?
No, not to amount to anything.
Was it cold or warm?
It was cold.
Mm-hmm.
It was cold.
See, I did miss some of these things. Yeah, I didn't follow the thing all the way. We got the elevation, the size. Apparently, we're going to compare it with a church, so it's no use having anything else to compare it with. And he did say that it rose while it was in motion. It never did anything erratic. It never moved along like this, or let's say, for instance, it's sort of like a wild canary or something like that.
It was on a steady course.
Steady course.
I mean? It didn't up and down or.
Sorry. If it rose steadily.
Right.
And if it came towards you, it came towards you steadily.
Right.
It never seemed to have any deviation right or left as it came towards you or went away.
No, it didn't. No. Okay. Other than when it banked off, what I would call banked off, kind of to the left. You know, or to the north it would have been.
Was it a helicopter?
Was it a helicopter? No. This
was it an airplane?
No, it wasn't an airplane.
Do you think it was a blimp?
No, it wasn't a blimp. No.
Do you think it was any kind of an aircraft you ever saw?
No, I've never seen anything like it.
Hmm? What do you think you saw?
I don't know what it was.
I think this about concludes our little interview here. I don't think I have anything else to ask. And how do you spell your last name, your first name?
John.
And your last name, I mean?
Bickett, B-I-C-K-E-T-T.
Well, thanks, Mr. Bickett, for your hospitality and the interview. And this is Mark Canduso, Larry Moyers, and Chuck Magnuson signing off for this evening. Thank you very much.